What's the word, y'all? This is Devontae. This is Reaper Training. Y'all now tuned into the Reaper Motivation Podcast. Damn, bro. It's good to be back, man. As y'all can tell, I took a little bit of a break. Some of it was because I was trying to, you know, give y'all a little breather. I was doing content, it seemed like, two or three times a week last month. But I was like, you know, let me take a little break. And then I ended up going out of town for military duty for about 2 weeks and left my damn microphone here because I was planning on doing some content out there, but left my microphone. So I was like, damn, bro, you know. But we back, and today, man, it is Valentine's Day. I'm probably gonna drop this as soon as I'm done recording because, you know, I was supposed to record it last night, but caught up trying to get back in the swing of things. As far as grappling and everything else, but yeah, man, it's Valentine's Day, bro, and I just wanted to make this podcast because, you know, first let me say this, you know, I understand, you know, with some of the content I make and the way I talk about relationships, I understand not everybody's gonna be minded like me in the aspect of, like, your content being single. You know, I understand not everybody's gonna like the dating life, not everybody's gonna like, you know, not everybody's going to prefer enjoying their own company and just dating as opposed to being in a committed relationship. And I understand that. And that's understandable. That's natural. That's cool. But the thing about Valentine's Day that's always troubled me whenever I go on, like, social media, Instagram, is the sadness that comes with being single on Valentine's Day. And and the reason why it troubles me, bro, is, and this is not going to be a super long podcast. It's just, you know, I guess a pep talk, you could call it. But the reason why it troubles me, bro, is because if you're listening to this right now, if you're in America, bro, we live in a first world country, bro. As much as I talk about my trials and tribulations on here, and I understand everybody has a story, we are so much more blessed than a lot of people are in this world. And, you know, it's funny, I was just listening to, you know, I love history, and I was just on YouTube, and I was watching a documentary on the killing fields in Cambodia. And, you know, they was just talking about all that, and I was also looking at, they talked about the, how was it, Abu Ghraib, that prison that the U.S. military had for terrorists back in the early 2000s. And, man, bro, I'm just, you know, I'm listening to these videos and just, man, just pure hell on earth, bro. Like, just listening to what these people went through. And it really made me reflect and be so thankful. And don't get me wrong, like, every day I'm so thankful for just, I you know, living a life that's for the most part peaceful. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got food in my fridge. I got a place to live. I got a car. I got homies around me that fuck with me and that I fuck with heavy and that, you know, that are there for me. You know, I got, you know, people who care about me. You know, I'm blessed, bro. And more so than, and like I said, this is not me, you know, this is not me disregarding the fact that you feel like you want some companionship from a relationship. And that's natural, and I understand it. But, bro, what I really want for anyone listening to this that's single today and that feels bad and that's sad about it, bro, be thankful that you're here, bro. Be thankful for the opportunities that you have. Be thankful that you can, you know, enjoy the world, that you can walk, that you're not sick, that you're, you know, you have a life that is, you know, peaceful. It could be so much worse, gang. And, you know, I hate to see people beating themselves up and you know, and just putting themselves in these depressed states because they can't find somebody. And I really, you know, I think I said in a podcast or before, you know, you should really find happiness by yourself before you find happiness with another person. And the reason why is not only just because, you know, you don't want to be in a relationship because you're lonely and you don't want to settle or anything like that. It's because, bro, like, You'll never truly find happiness relying on other individuals. You'll never be able to, bro. Your happiness is solely predicated on your mindset in life. And that's a fact. You know, I was just looking at, like, I was just on TikTok, and it was, like, all the dudes in the gym, and, you know, they talking about, it's how you know it's a Valentine's Day lift, no smiles, just anger and aggression, just anger and pain. I'm just like, damn, gang, like, I'm about to, like, literally right after I'm done with this podcast, I'm about to suit up, take some pre-workout, and I'm about to hit the gym. I'm not sad. I'm ecstatic that right now I can go to the gym and enjoy a workout. And enjoy a workout. I'm the other day I'm in the store, and I'm gonna get a little personal with y'all, bro, because I want to explain to y'all just how life is, bro. My aunt, you know, I don't know my aunt all that well. Like, I've only maybe spent last time I really spent time with her was when I was around 7, but she's my actual aunt, like my mom's sister. My aunt's in the hospital right now. She has cirrhosis. And I think she just had a brain aneurysm too. And, you know, I'm hearing the stories about it. I'm hearing about what's going on. And I'm like, damn, bro. Like, imagine what she would give just to get up and be able to walk and enjoy outside. If you've ever had family members who've been sick or who've been, you know, struggling through life, imagine what they would have given in that moment of time just to go out and watch the birds fly and chirp and watch the sunset, get up and hug somebody, bro. Your life is, when you really sit back and think about it, when you really sit back and think to yourself, like, is things that bad? You'll understand that it's not, bro. And it's just, I see the just like this kind of this idea that if you're not in a relationship, you can't be happy. That's not true, bro. And I've seen that kind of grow with some of these songs. Like, if y'all have heard me before, I talked about, like, how I didn't like a lot of Juice WRLD's music, not because he wasn't a talented artist, but when I hear songs, you talking about killing yourself over a female, I just don't understand it. I just don't get it. You're going to end this thing that we call life. You're going to end this, you know, you're going to end yourself over a woman, bro. And I just, you know, I understand, like, he's not bragging about it in the song. And when I hear other rappers say it, they're not bragging about it. But it's like, that should never be the case. You know, I feel like a big part of that has a lot to do with the fact that when we go on these platforms and we are by ourselves and we're not alone, and this is why I tell y'all to, you know, to be active, go out, do things, enjoy yourself. Everyone who I know that is, you know, super lonely and you know, always talking about being in relationships and all this other stuff, whenever I talk to them, it's like, yo, bro, what do you do when you get home? I just, you know, I give them the game, I drink. Well, yeah, bro, that's going to be your life. You're going to be miserable doing that. Just imagine all these things out here. And again, this is what I'm talking about, the opportunities. You have the opportunity to go out, not worried about a war outside, not worried about, you know, all these bad things. You can go enjoy life and find new hobbies, meet new people, make connections, go to new restaurants, go to new bars, go do things that's fun, that's entertaining to you, concerts, festivals. You have that opportunity, bro. But if you just gonna decide to allow life to not only pass you by, but predicate that you can only be happy if you're in a relationship. And then the crazy thing is, you know, you got people who don't want to go out, who don't want to find hobbies and enjoy themselves. And when they finally do get in a relationship, now they just want to sit in the house more, but just with another person. If you really sat back and looked at that, right, from a distance, you're essentially, not only are you trying to find somebody to fit your happiness, you're also trying to bring somebody into your misery. Because if you stand back from a distance and look at it, if what you was doing, right, was really that fun, it was really that enticing, you wouldn't have been sad. So it'll really make you think, all right, I'm looking for a relationship. All I do is sit in the house and play video games and drink, or play video games and smoke, or watch TV and smoke, or, you know, you don't do anything really productive or fun with your life. And then you get in a relationship, and then you continue to do that, but just with another person. Well, who's to say you still won't be depressed and lonely with just with another person there? I always, you know, looked at life as from a standpoint of, you know, if you continue to do the wrong things, if you don't step back and reevaluate yourself from time to time, right? And revamp your life and change your life, you know, regularly, or make additions to your life regularly, you're going to be miserable and you're going to fail. So, you know, I just wanted to really get on it. And you know, I feel like a lot of this comes from social media, bro. When people get on social media and they see people so happy and loving and kissing and all this other stuff, and, you know, you might look at it and be like, oh, I wish that was me. But nah, gang, like, yo, that's their life, bro. I think I said this in another, I think I said something like this about, you know, success, bro. Their path is their path and your path is yours. I'll never hate on somebody for getting a car or getting a house. I'll never hate on somebody for whatever, because I understand that the path that they on is their path and my path is mine. And, you know, maybe the things I'm looking for may not be here now, but they may be coming down the line. If they don't come down the line, you know what? I'm blessed and I'm grateful that, you know, I still have the happiness that I do have and the content mindset that I have with what I, you know, what I've been given. So I just, you know, I wanted to really get on here and I wanted to put that out, because I don't think, you know, and this is not me minimizing anybody's struggles. I want to say that too. Like, I'm not saying, you know, you ain't got nothing to be sad about. But bro, you alive, gang. You alive. You're fed. You're not malnourished. You're not, you know, sick. You're not disabled, bro. You could move around. You could do that, bro. And I remember, I said on a post on Facebook one day, because I remember at the shipyard, people would always say shit, like, kind of because I was always so cheerful, they would say shit like, yeah, you don't really know struggle or something like that. Like, nah, gang, I'm cheerful because I know what it's like to not have a goddamn thing to smile about. That's the truth. 2010, it wasn't shit to smile about. 2011, it wasn't much to smile about. 2009, you know what I mean? These are years that I to this day, I still remember that. To this day that I know, man, this is how rough life can be. So for those times, bro, I'm always going to be happy. I'm always going to have a smile on my face. I'm always going to, you know, enjoy what I can out of life, because you got to, and you know, if you're listening to this and you do know how that feels to not have nothing to smile about, then be thankful. Be thankful, gang. Whatever you're looking for is going to come to you. As long as you're putting in the work and the effort, it's going to come to you. And if you on this channel, you know, I preach self-improvement in every fucking video. No matter what I talk about, I always preach self-improvement. Bro, if you just keep striving and cultivating yourself to be the best that you can be, someone's going to come along and someone's going to appreciate it. But you got to make that effort. You got to make that change. And I know I saw something where, you know, men are tired of getting told to self-improve. Look, the self-improvement is not just to attract people. The self-improvement is just to give you something to enjoy in life. Self-improvement is going to be hard, but life is hard. Why not choose your hardships? That's another way to tell that you're blessed. You have the opportunity to choose your hardships. If I wanted to today, right after I get off this podcast, I could lay up in bed, maybe order me a pizza and watch, you know, anime all until it's time for me to go to bed for work tomorrow. I'm choosing to go and slaughter myself in the gym because I enjoy that hard shit. I'm choosing to do podcasts. I'm choosing to write books. I'm choosing to do things. These are all difficult things to do. I'm choosing to do tournaments. But I'm glad that I'm grateful and I'm blessed to be in a position where I could choose my hardships and they're not bestowed onto me. That was the one thing I used to always say when I was younger, was like, what made the hard times so bad was that I had nothing I could do about it. I didn't do anything to start them. I was born into it. It is what it is. My circumstances was my circumstances, and there was really nothing I could do about the shit. And that's what made it even worse. It's like, you can't even take your, you know, you can't, what can you do? But bro, if right now, you know, and that's the same thing for like the people in Ukraine right now. Same thing for like some countries in Africa, like in warring states and things like that. Like, you know, these people are in such circumstances and situations that they didn't have any hand in, but it's fucked up and they're just there. So today on Valentine's Day, on February 14th, 2023, bro, if you are in a situation where your life is at peace, or your life is at least stable enough to where you're not, you know, going through hell on earth, not of your own doing, enjoy it, bro. Enjoy today. Go do something fun. Go to the gym. Go, you know, skiing. Go do some shit. Go surfing. It's cold as fuck. Don't go surfing, but just do something fun, bro. Like, I just don't want to see no more of these sad ass posts, and I hate that I gotta see them on these days, because it always just rubs me the wrong way, because it's just like we squander this gift of life and this gift of freedom that we have, and we do it for nothing. Honestly, we do it just to I don't even know. But yeah, this actually went a lot longer than I thought it would be. I thought it'd be like an 8-minute long podcast. But yeah, man, I'm back, bro. You know, more content coming soon. Tenacious Rose, my first book, is out, man. Please go cop that. I appreciate the support. Let's do this, man. We don't chase dreams, we hunt goals. I'll catch y'all next time.